from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, it's Moses Moody with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
All righty. Boy, what? Just going down memory lane, you and Evan with the hitters and pitchers. Greg Maddux, 19-2 one year with a 1.63 ERA. That's courtesy of my boy Tone. I said, put the year.
19-2?
19-2 with the 1995. 19-2 with a 1.63 ERA.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you what he texts me.
Usually those years stick out to me.
Greg Maddux.
19-2?
Yeah, with a 1.63 ERA. It's been some great pitchers, man.
Yeah, I don't know why I remember numbers like that. How about this? I can remember. Remember the year the Giants won 103 games?
And they missed it to the Braves, right?
They had two 20-game winners.
Wow.
Remember who they were?
I do. Okay, we have... Number one was, go ahead, give them to me.
Bill Swift.
God darn
it. And John Burkett.
Yeah, right.
And I think Swift went 22-7, and Burkett went 21-8. Maybe. I think those numbers sound right.
Yeah.
Let me do more.
I mean, we could do this a whole hour, but I'm sure the boss will be, oh.
And? Yeah, Wilbur Wood one time had a year. He was starting pitcher for the White Sox. He went 24-20.
Damn.
24-20.
He way throwing the ball.
He's a knuckleballer. He could pitch a lot.
Man.
Now, here's one I do get mixed up.
All right.
One of these guys hit 390 and one hit 388, Carew and Brett.
I want to say Carew was 390.
I think that's right.
I think you're right, too. But yeah, Carew might have done it in a
both lefties.
Strike-shortened season. I can't quite remember.
Why is it that all lefties to me in my lifetime have been some of the best hitters, average-wise? Brett, Gwynn, Mattingly, Donnie Bass.
Hold on.
Ew, Donnie, I got him up there, Stoney, for me.
Yeah, but when you're saying Brett, Tony Gwynn.
Yeah.
Drop Mattingly. Drop Mattingly.
He ain't invited to the dinner, but he was a bad dude.
Not even a Hall of Famer.
Whoa.
Yeah. Never won. Mattingly never won a World Series, I don't think.
He was on some good teams.
Yeah, well, good isn't great. Yeah, so that's a couple.
That's
more.
Fun.
Steve Carlton once went 27-10. I want to say, I know. Oh, here's one I think I remember. Bob Welch, 27-5? That's was that with the A's or Dodgers?
Yeah, Stewart should have won the Cy Young that year.
Oh, man, that Smoke. Smoke was a G, too.
Tell me those numbers real quick.
Well, I don't know off the top of my head, but I know Welch, I think it was 91. That was the year they lost to the Reds.
He was an A at that point.
Welch, yeah.
Yeah.
Real quick, started Wade with Boggs, the Dodgers. Another lefty. I think he belongs in that group.
Right. All just right. Take Mattingly out.
I always liked him.
All right, we're going to do this on the fly here.
Okay.
Kyle Shanahan was talking to the media, and we've got that sound from, this is from today's practice. And look, I'll just let you all in. I have not heard this sound from Kyle Shanahan, but I'm sure he was asked about everything and anything under the sun. And so it's newsy. We're going to go with it. What do you want to hear first? Give me.
Did they ask him about the Brandon Ayuk situation?
All right, let's see. Let's see. Asked if he has a plan for the regular season without Silver Salve. You know what? Yeah, why don't I let Evan do it? Right. He's more familiar with it. This is on Brandon Ayuk.
I mean, I think it has to do with when they have injuries and stuff. So I don't sit there and kind of play that game. That's how the league works right now. I mean, that's how the rules are. You have a hold in. Guys usually have something wrong with them, so they can keep doing that. And so I just coach the team.
Whoa. Can we hear that one more time? Yeah, that was about the hold-in specifically.
Ayuk's Shanahan there. Was asked, is there a point where they will tell Ayuk that he has to practice or they are going to fine him?
I mean, I think it has to do with when they have injuries and stuff. So I don't sit there and kind of play that game. That's how the league works right now. I mean, that's how the rules are. You have a hold-in. Guys usually have something wrong with them, so they can keep doing that. And so I just coach the team.
And then here was the follow-up.
I want to make sure I understand. Are you saying if there's a hold-in and you force the issue that you would expect like a Jalen Ramsey in Jacksonville type of situation where, oh, my back hurts and I'm just not playing?
I'm just saying when you guys call it a hold-in, and I'm not disagreeing with you guys on that, but people say that they're hurt. I think BA's got a sore back right now, and it is what it is.
Oh, he's agitated with the whole thing. He knows it's a game. How the hell are you got a sore back? You ain't doing nothing, but he's playing the game. That makes me think, real quick, you didn't ask, Donnie, there won't be a deal announced tomorrow. He seems like he's agitated and fed up. That's just me.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, of all the discussions that we've had, clearly that's the one where we've dropped the ball the most. Is that,
wow.
And Matt Barrows alluded to this of The Athletic a few weeks back. He kind of said nod, wink, wink. But technically, Brandon Ayuk, the reason he's not practicing is because he's got a back issue.
Wow.
So, of course, my natural question would be, if that lingers into the season, he gets paid.
Oh, wow.
So,
he would be, let's just...
This could
he would
take
be basically, quote unquote, Stoney in my world, faking the back injury.
I wouldn't say that. I would never say that.
But the back injury would constitute him getting his chicken.
Yes, I think so.
And the Niners not giving them his services.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
now
why
the Niners will
like
get their
that.
Team doctor involved at some point and say he's healthy.
What do you give me for this? He sounds agitated.
Of course.
Wow.
Why wouldn't he be? Why wouldn't he be?
Can we hear it one more time?
I don't know. Ask Evan.
Oh, Evan.
I mean, I think it has to do with when they have injuries and stuff. So I don't sit there and kind of play that game. That's how the league works right now. That's how the rules are. You have a hold in. Guys usually have something wrong with them, so they can keep doing that. And so I just coach the team.
I want to make sure I understand. Are you saying if there's a hold in and you force the issue that you would expect like a Jalen Ramsey in Jacksonville type of situation where, oh, my back hurts and I'm just not playing?
I'm just saying when you guys call it a hold in, and I'm not disagreeing with you guys on that, but people say that they're hurt. I think BA's got a sore back right now, and it is what it is.
A sore back, partner.
Yep.
Man.
That's interesting.
That makes me feel like they're just hearing that tone. They're far apart.
He also said, I'm not disagreeing with you when he addressed the term holding.
Man.
Yeah. Yep.
Like BA is running the playbook of, he's using everything at his disposal.
And that's why he can't practice. He doesn't want to hurt that back more, Gil.
Yeah, the sore back.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's get into some Trent Williams. This is Kyle Shanahan asked about a plan for the regular season.
I broke my back.
Without Trent Williams.
I make plans to move forward with everybody. I'm not just whether it's a contract issue. I mean, from the perspective of a coach going through it with contract stuff, I just try to equate it to you got big plan. We have big plans for Trent at tackle. We got big plans for BA. But just as easily as a contract thing holding him out, they could also come and get hurt the first day and not have him the rest.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The year, you know, in 2020, we planned on having Bosa the whole year, and he tore his ACL in week two. Same with Jimmy in his second year, he tore his ACL in week three. The result's not much different. You got to always be ready for stuff as a coach like that. So that's what you plan every day, whether they're here or not.
Wow. I forgot Bosa happened like that. And Jimmy, too, against Kansas City, Bosa up in New York.
I actually do think for Kyle Shanahan, he may be annoyed, but this is part of being a being a head coach in the NFL. You always have to go without guys.
Yeah.
Always.
But the two he brought up were injuries. And you know what I mean?
Right. That's what he's saying. He's saying
the disease of me keeping him away.
Yeah, but he's saying I don't make that distinction. I'm not here to say
Trent
Williams.
I got to replace him regardless.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, man. Here's more of Kyle Shanahan on Trent Williams.
You did express confidence that the Trent situation will eventually be resolved. Is that a fair characterization?
Yes, I think so.
What gives you the optimism that is just maybe a matter of time?
I think we got to work out a contract thing, and I think Trent, I mean, I haven't spoken to him, but I think we'll be able to work that out.
I just go to what you said earlier about, you know, not sources. You just feel like he doesn't like camp, and that sounds like a guy that it'll get worked out, Snotty. As soon as he's ready and camp's over, hit me on my iPhone.
As soon as he tells the Niners what he wants them to do, then it'll come to a resolution, because clearly the 49ers are afraid of this guy. Sounds like the Niners Draymond Green.
No, they value him.
Yeah.
Draymond ain't giving you what Trent's giving you. How about that? Niners did not make the playoffs. Your boy's still playing in some all-pro. Last I looked, Draymond is nowhere near all-defensive NBA team. Trent Williams is still balling. I know you hate his age, but he's still playing. Bad Super Bowl and all.
Yeah, terrible. Bad postseason.
Well, it was a bad postseason
for Trent.
By the offense.
And he's wearing down. Can you count on him for a whole year?
Trent Williams. There was no venom. Shout out Spider-Man in that. Anything he asked about, right, he knew what was up.
It's because they're scared of him.
Nah, Stoney, it's just because like they Draymond got an agreement like you had mentioned. You just chill. We'll see you when we see you, bud.
Shanahan's asked if there's a point where they will tell IU, is that the second half of the silver thing? We'll take a listen.
I mean, I think it has to do with when they have injuries and stuff, so I don't sit there and kind of play that game. That's how the league works right now. I mean, that's how the rules are. You have a hold-in, guys usually have something wrong with them, so they can keep doing that, and so I just coach the team.
So I played that one before.
Yeah.
Did I play the plan for regular season without Trent? Yeah, I played the top four, right? I played all the ones in red. I haven't played the blue. This is Kyle Shanahan. We can get into these individually, yeah. Lou. He's asked about having to cancel the joint practice and if that impacts the team.
Not much. I mean, sometimes when you compete against another squad and, you know, your starters get so much reps versus them, sometimes I rest them for that game because of it. Not doing that, I might play them a little bit more.
Yeah, so no big deal. And I truly believe that, Stein. It's not like, hey, how'd you guys win the Super Bowl? We had a joint practice, but obviously it's not ideal. But they got bigger fish to fry, man.
What's the worst thing about canceling that joint practice?
Just how bored we are going against each other. Came in today, and it was the same routine that we've done a number of weeks in a row. I remember seeing Mick Lombardi this morning. We go over to the team meeting clips and stuff I'm going to show. And right when he walked in this morning, I'm like, gosh, this is getting old, meeting with you every morning here. And he goes, I feel the same. I go, I think everyone feels that same right now. What have I done the last day on this day for the last 8 years, not counting COVID? And we've been scrimmaging someone, which is just less boring. And then we usually cancel walkthrough, let all the players get an early start for their rookie show. They usually do the night before this second game, which they'll be doing Saturday. And then since we're all usually in a hotel together, all the position players usually go out for dinner together and the coaches go out for dinner together. So we were doing that today. We were canceling walkthrough, allowing the rookies to put some work into their show because that is important to us on Saturday. I know guys aren't all in a hotel. Some guys have family and stuff, but I think most of the guys are going to go out to dinner tonight with the groups.
That is dope. Who gets the bill for the rookies, Donnie and the OGs? Whoever makes the most, huh?
It's a good question.
You know me.
It's a good question.
Who gets the bill on that?
So the rookies get together to rehearse their show.
That's pressure.
That they're going to give to the veterans.
Yep.
Who pays for that dinner?
Yeah, interesting. And they might just, hey, what did you order?
Here's my question. Who should pay for that dinner?
If it were me, it would be the head coach. You know they ain't making, well, regular people money, they're making a lot. But as far as the OGs, Steiny, who gets that? The highest paid, right? Bosa's got to get it.
I was thinking him.
Yeah, Bosa, Nicky!
And then I was thinking, whatever you do, don't give that bill to Trent Williams. He ain't going to pay it.
He's not there, so he ain't.
That's right. Well, maybe one of the reasons he's not there is because he doesn't want to pay for these meals.
Stop it. Wow, man, I really believe Kyle knows right now B.A.'s playing the system. And this don't make me change what I think of B.A., but it's true. It's purely his antics.
He's faking an injury?
Actually, I didn't say that. Well, you don't have that. To, but wow. Steiny, when was the last time you had a sore back?
Man, I don't know. Like, you know what?
Sore back.
This past weekend. It just bothered me. Just a hair playing golf. Mm. Just a hair.
All right.
Just a hair. No, but I did want to say, I'm actually surprised. I thought Goo was going to have another take. I really did.
On?
I thought you were going to say something like, Steiny, I don't like this at all. They should be working. They should be practicing. Instead, they're trying to work out skits.
Show. No, that's camaraderie. And we always get to see it when we watch Hard Knocks. That's what it's about too, man.
All right.
Yeah.
This is Shanahan's asked on the 49ers rookie class.
Yeah,
and whether it's more than him.
I got you.
They got a class. And how much can they help and how good are they, etc.
You know, you hope that's not the case, but that's stuff you can't control, and it's always next man up. And we've had a number of rookies who've got a lot of reps here in training camp who've done very well with their opportunity, and I think those guys will be ready. We'll see if they need to be.
Not much to add there.
Yeah.
How about this? What's the plan for Sunday against the Saints?
I want to play a number of them. I won't say all of them.
Starters.
But like to get a lot of them in there for at least a little bit. And wanted these three practices to go through before we could evaluate that. So we haven't told each player specifically, but yeah, the plan, you guys will see some ones. I mean, right now, I plan on Brock going, but that could change.
Oh. It better change,
oh.
Kyle.
Oh.
J.J. McCarthy on line one. Man, it better change.
What are you talking about? It better change.
No Trent Williams out there? Please. I text you and Evan on the Vine last night. No way in hell. I'm calling all the dogs off. We get hurt, it's going to be week one, buddy. Week two. We ain't getting hurt in no preseason game. And Trent Williams is nowhere to be found. Brock, sit your ass down. I know you want to go out there, young man, but you're not.
He's not good enough.
Please.
Was that your Stephen A. Smith?
No, that was my Bernie Mac. Not good enough.
So, let me get... You're going to rip, Kyle. Yeah. If Purdy doesn't play, I hope you rip Kyle Shanahan.
I'm past preseason.
No.
You don't got to do nothing for me.
So, let me get this straight.
Just don't get hurt.
Let me get this straight. Yeah. Let me get this straight. Steve Kerr says Moses Moody's not going to play tonight. Then he ends up playing, and you're incredulous. What is going on?
It's called regular season.
Then Farhan Zaidi says we moved Soler to get some Luciano at bats. They changed their mind. You killed Farhan. Now Kyle's saying the plan is for Brock Purdy to play.
But it might change.
Yeah. But so he could. So he's going to change his mind. So
but the two is these so are apples him. And walnuts. No, exactly.
It's what's known as.
That was a bad miss.
A great analogy.
Both of the other options are regular season.
It's not
this
a mistake.
Preseason, and
just because somebody changes their mind.
No, I'm
not. It's not a mistake.
I love
just
you.
Because a coach changes his mind.
I know what you're doing. I ain't falling for it.
Yeah, you fell for it.
But would you, seriously, honestly, look me in the face. Your left tackle not out there. It's too much to risk to run Brock out there. He didn't play a down in preseason last year, and how did that work out?
Okay. But this guy, Shanahan, according to you, for the last 7 years, is the greatest play caller of all time, the wonderful system coach, schemes guys open, but you're telling me he can't run some plays.
Well, he's not God. I'm talking about injury, Steiny.
Yeah, so run away from the left tackle.
You ain't going to get hurt on the sideline. That's all. But
you think Kyle Shanahan doesn't balance the risk of getting hurt with the risk of getting him reps?
Once the game's over, from where I'm at, I was right.
About
Brock
what?
Brock Purdy is not going to see the field. He set it up to where he could change his mind.
He will not
see the field.
Right.
And guess what? He won't see the field the week after.
If you're right, though, you must come in here and rip Kyle Shanahan.
I will not.
You should.
It's preseason.
So the rules are different for him.
No. When the stakes are real.
You know
real,
what I'm saying?
No. You're just doing it to do it. Look at you.
I'm doing it because it's the
regular season and preseason don't match. There's no, it doesn't equate.
It's more about changing your mind.
I'm being cautious.
Doesn't matter.
With my quarterback.
I want him to play so bad now on Sunday, I can't tell
you. He's not.
And by the way, he did play in the preseason last year.
Who said he did?
I don't know.
Well, I did.
He did.
What's new?
Hey,
we should hire that guy from... Who's the guy?
I know you over there ain't playing.
Who's the guy that Kornheiser and Wilbon?
I'd be fired.
And at the end of the show,
PTI.
Yeah, at the end of the show, he comes. He says what the mistakes were.
Yeah, they might have to.
Yeah, instead of the two short segment, let's just do errors and omissions.
But you can't run the electronics.
We can't do a two short. We'd have to do half a show and then half a show on corrections.
Evan, that hurt. That birthday drink is in the. I'm Kyle. I don't know.
Dak Prescott said he's playing.
He's playing with us.
I am.
Yeah.
I hope you. I wish Stani, he was gonna
bite. That's who I am. I'm not getting my guys hurt in preseason. I'm sorry.
We have a word for that. Soft.
Smart.
Hey, Evan.
I didn't like the PTI
you
bit by
stop
both of
you.
I'll bet you too. Yeah, that is good.
Hey, Evan.
You got something, man.
Evan,
we don't know what it is, but you got something.
We have a cornerback here who's young and unproven, but we won't play him.
It's like half Ewok and half human. I don't know where you got it from.
Thank you.
All those buttons you missed.
If Brock ain't good enough to play without Trent, What are you going to do 2 years from now?
It's not about...
Thank you.
That's up your alley.
Thank you. Kick the tires on Bakhtiari. Apparently, my sources say his knees are shot.
And Tom Brady apparently is staying ready. I don't know if you heard him last night. He's going to do the games, but he's letting teams know if somebody goes down, he might be readily available. I said, you got to be kidding me.
Of course, he's going to. There's only one team he's going to play for, and it would be the Niners. Mark my words. He will not. I'll say this. He will not. Go play for another team.
If Dak went down, you don't think he'd go play for Jerry?
I don't. I mean, that's just a guess.
Purdy's job are the biggest. What's the word I'm looking for? Not egotistical
anomalies.
No, the ones where they're just in narcissists. It's him and LeBron. Yeah. But LeBron's still playing, so Brady's in the lead. He can't let it go.
What a dynamic duo.
I'm going to call the games. I'm going to tell him I still can play. I'm going to tell you about my divorce. I'm going to do a roast. I'm going to, good God, take a playoff, Tom.
Sean McVay did?
We got to get into
that. The guy who needs to take a playoff is Dana White.
Steiny.
Is there a podcast he hasn't been on?
You know that's not Joe Rogan, right?
I understand. Joe Rogan has a podcast. Joe Rogan has a podcast.
But just in
case. Dana White makes love to press conferences.
Sage Steele.
It is absolutely, positively sickening.
I'll tell you what. He could get up a slugger in a giant uniform. Dana White. That's what you need. Look at you. You're looking like,
Conor McGregor is not fighting this year. For the rest of the year, he can't get Conor McGregor back in the ring, but he's a closer to you.
He don't need to be back in the ring.
You've got to read more than the headlines.
Oh, man.
Get to the body of the story. Seriously.
Behind a paywall.
Dana White. Dude, yeah. You're not that interesting.
You can't tell him that, man. But he would get the Giants a slugger, Donnie. That's what I mean by mouthpiece. Oh, man.
Not in the city of San Francisco.
He wouldn't be the kind of guy that would be a GM in San Francisco. All right.
Charlottesville.
Tease something. Oh, two things on the other side that we're going to tease. One is McVay. Did you see what McVay did?
Don't blow it.
And what he may have specifically done to Kyle Shanahan. And then secondly, I'll tease it this way. You did it again yesterday. You did it again.
Who are you, man?
I don't know if you know you did it. Because a lot of times you're just not aware.
Please.
But you did it again yesterday. Maybe a Steiny gripe coming up on the other side. On 95.7, the game. He did it again, folks.
You might be the most ungrateful fan of all time.
What are they talking about?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That one resonated with me.
You have ADD.
Who doesn't?
This is Evan for his birthday, Steiny.
Hey, what do you want to start with here? Evan's sticking it to Shanahan, Kyle McVay, Sean McVay? Or me letting our audience know.
Let's get that over with.
What you did it again.
That, yeah, let's get that
Seriously,
over
Seriously, you did it again. And I was going to say something.
He did
as
it
was happening, but I'll be honest, I was scared.
As it was happening. That's
but
how because, we get down. You got to always
no,
say
no,
something.
No, no, no.
That's what I do.
No, I'll tell you right now.
If you start doing that, then our relationship starts to change.
Here's the thing about you that I know. 9 out of 10 times, you're just the best sport. You're just a great sport. But every once in a while, you can fire on somebody.
What are you talking about?
I felt like if I had said something at the moment yesterday, you may have looked at me and said, well, this is important. This is our livelihood.
Hurts more.
Well,
I like the 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
You got that pass, Donnie. You can always be yourself.
We were having our Thursday meeting.
You reap what you sow,
brother. We started the meeting at 2:10. It lasted 20 minutes too long.
Tick, 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 tick,
it's
tick,
now 2:50. Everybody's chomping at the bit. And Guru is the kid in the back who says, just real quick, you did it again.
But the topic was something that we needed
to talk
about.
That's why I didn't tell you right away.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't know if it was about the question or how long the question was.
I need to be heard. We bonded. That we needed that moment.
I had to clock the 2:17.
I started to look at my phone, and then I realized I can't even look at my phone because the boss hates that when we're in a meeting. So now I got to look at Guru.
Oh, boy.
Keep us here another 8 minutes.
It was a good 8 minutes.
And, of course, the boss is clueless. He can't read the room. He doesn't know we want to get out of there.
You can stop
and
asking
you guys
that question.
And here's the worst part.
You don't have to ask that.
Oh, my gosh. Here's the worst part. Remember this, Evan?
We bonded.
Guru actually said, you know, this is a question I could probably ask just you and me, Matt.
That's right.
Hey, Evan.
Here's a question I could probably just ask you and me, Matt, but you know, I'll do it here.
Because we're a family.
Selfish. Like Trent Williams.
That's what leaders do, man. It was like all three of us. And I think he thought he'll never say it. You know what, Guru? I appreciate that question.
I didn't. It's a question you ask every seven meetings.
No, please. Not the last 2 years.
Please. All right.
When are you going to get a heart?
Tell you what, Sean McVay,
boy, you went in.
He always gets over on Kyle Shanahan, except those 8 regular season games in a row. Other than that, he does.
I think it was Shanahan that had the upper hand on McVay in the regular season, but McVay got him in the playoffs.
Which equates to all those wins in the regular season, Evan.
No, but so, as you well know, Shanahan essentially told us, you know, they're punting on the preseason game last week against Tennessee, and no one cares because he gave the play calling sheet to Kubiak's kid. But Sean McVay clearly saw this and decided to throw the middle finger in Shanahan's face and say, you know what? You don't care about preseason? That's fine. I'm going to go up to the broadcast booth because this weekend he is handing the entire head coaching duty to an assistant coach while he goes and calls the game in the television broadcast booth. I personally think it's incredible, and he basically just told Shanahan to stick it.
And I think it's phenomenal, and let's give credit to the guy that started this, guys, Steve Kerr, when he said Iggy could coach. Like, I know that was a regular season game. Stoney, this is awesome. Let these guys coach. I love McVay more for this.
It wasn't Iguodala.
Who was it?
He gave it to the whole team. The whole team. There wasn't one guy responsible. Remember David West was involved?
Just
a little point of clarification. See, here's what I read into that.
You got to love this. You'll find a way to mar it.
No, I won't mar it. I'll just use it to prove a point. And one is, so Kyle Shanahan thinks so little of that game that he gives the play sheet to Clay Kubiak. McVay, now in week two, letting somebody else call the plays, and he's gone up in the booth. Can we please get rid of preseason games?
Yeah, I got
They're
you.
Showing you it doesn't matter. Let's go to the college model.
Yep.
Let's go to an 18-game schedule, even though that's too many.
I'm with you.
And they come out and they play their season opener just like every college football team does in the United States.
I'm with you, pal.
Well, but the Niners can't play their first two games against Shadron State and Evergreen.
That's right.
Well, why should it matter, Evan? You start your schedule.
Yeah.
Well, but that's the whole point of week zero and week one in NCAA football.
Is Evan, are you really calling it that? I hate week zero. It's week one, Steiny.
Yeah, so does Alabama A&T because they get paid $500,000 to go up north to get their ass kicked.
Yeah, I can't argue with you there.
I love this one. Oh, they need preseason to evaluate. Well, how did Bear Bryant do it? He assessed his guys pretty well.
Like the oldest of old man.
How about
that
Nick Saban? Nick Saban was pretty good at assessing without preseason games.
He lost to NIL, though.
Get in the game.
Yeah, they had something called 5 stars.
Nicky, get your ass back on the... I can't believe he quit.
Tom Gilbert, the head coach at Franklin and Marshall in 1986, he didn't need preseason games. He ran Sandy Summer and Billy Scott out there.
Shout out Will Biggs.
He knew.
You're supposed to say who's Will Biggs.
Who's dude? Will Biggs?
High school coach. Took Logan to the NCS. Yeah, you seen my team photo, 34.
I actually never saw it.
I put it on the Vine.
I mean, that's why.
Me, Silk Basie, Relaford, Pete Lawrence, Phil, Hung Lu.
I'm sorry?
My boy Hung Lu, they got me into the battery.
Oh,
his name is now Han.
Hey, you know what? And you're going to think
I'm just... You got to clarify.
Yeah, his name is Hung Lu in high school, but now it's Han. He a big-time investor. I'll tell you, hang out with Vivek. He was getting me in the battery. Oh, you never met. COVID hit. Remember, I was going to all the steak houses around San Francisco without you, and you couldn't. You always had something to do. He's like, "Goo, what's up with the battery?" And COVID hit. COVID back,
please.
Now, why would you say the show numbers are showing? You got to be careful. Goo. Your boy might be in a mask when I come back. I'm Tony Gwynn with COVID. I've had it like four times.
He's hitting 400.
Yeah, that's all.
You do. Well, we'll work on it. We'll work on it later.
And I want my drink today. My beverage.
Yep.
Give me a cab.
My most gratifying moment today was when I suggested how we get the Giants better. Evan was like, "That's not a bad idea."
It was once he had no power. Nothing about hitting.
That's right. That's right.
But I think you really think you're Einstein.
I am.
You forgot about the last part of this, which is get the NL to reverse the DH rule.
Man.
Well, I could try to do that, too. In case you don't know, my idea, a seven-man rotation.
Did Evan put it out there for the universe?
I hope not.
You would be getting
you wouldn't like a so
we don't want our stud pitcher pitching every 5 days. We want it every nine. Right?
Yeah. So you don't want a rotation of Snell, Webb, Robbie Ray, Scooble, and Trevor Bauer.
Just don't give this to FP and Willer.
And then you still have Harrison Burns. Oh, I'm definitely going
to Otis.
I'm definitely going to ask. FP about it. You know what? And I'm serious. It's a legitimate question in this day and age when pitchers don't pitch a lot of innings, why you wouldn't go to a six-man rotation, which would limit innings.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm talking to Evan.
You're done.
I'm holding him now. Got a sore back.
You can't come between us,
Tony. Dude, your boy was hot, irritated.
Who?
Kyle. He knows he's playing the game.
He knows they're going nowhere this year.
Possibly.
All right. What's coming up on the game next is, we got a What's Bugging You, sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. We've got FP and Willard coming into the house. That segment was brought to you by Safeway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.